Doing Beck, I quite like that. So we're getting some answers on the ants things. Hi, David, I'm not an entomologist. Well, then you're of scant use to me. But I am a support teacher to a conservation college. Better. The ants which are coming out are queen pupae. They release en masse to find a new area to make a nest. Yes, I thought it was something like that. But why? How do they all know to go at once? This is the question you haven't answered yet. Hi, David. Personal. Flying ant day is when old queens leave their nest so that younger queens can take over. Happens in the West End every day, love. Fact, it says. From David in Herts. That's Hertfordshire, right? Yeah. Do you know that for a fact, Producer Louise? Or you just... Could be anything. Would you have nodded if I said anything? She just nods. It's quite weird. What else have we got? So then I'm also looking for suggestions for an inspirational talk to children. Hi, David. I did a motivational presentation to my stepdaughter's primary class about 15 years ago and based it around the Dr. Seuss book, Oh, the Places You'll Go. Can I just read that out? Can I just stand up and read out a book for 5 minutes? I have to do this next week, you see. I'm rather nervous. I don't know how to pitch it. Tell the kids to be nice and treat others as human beings, especially in the workplace. Thank you, Orla. Hi, David. As a vicar in my 30s, I do lots of these. Best tip is to find a song that you love that makes you feel good, that's quite motivational, and let that do most of the talking for you. Play it for them. Talk about how fab it is and how the message of the song can inspire them to take on the world. Hope that helps. Thank you, Reverend Lizzie Gregory from Bristol. P.S. I've used you in my assemblies before. What did I do? The mind boggles. Reverend Lizzie Gregory. My dad used to do that. My dad was a minister in the Church of Scotland. He was great at all that stuff. I need to channel him a bit. Please keep the suggestions coming. Text 88291. 888291. You see, it's a Radio 2 thing. Or tweet, if you so desire. Nobody has tweeted yet. Nobody's tweeting. I think Twitter's dead. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, Christian Brassington, off of the telly. He's the one that sucks the toes in Pole Dark. He's going to be here, live in front of us, any second now. Now, here's a tune I might use as a motivational speaking assignment. Matilda, play the House Martins.